It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Remember when the rock musicians were cool and the nerds were, you know, nerds?
Fight, we can try.
John Roderick of The Long Winters, whose music you're hearing now, says those days are gone.
The musicians who are incredibly tech-savvy have a real advantage over musicians who are maybe Luddites or have a tendency to just focus on playing music and not learning how to code.
This will be a topic of conversation in Austin today, the first day of the South by Southwest Music Conference. John Roderick says the musicians who master the most new technologies are the ones getting heard right now.
If you can code your own website, you can put your music out there and you can be monitoring your statistics. You have a distribution system within your own kind of personal computer world that other musicians, myself included, who are not computer masters, we're reliant on either hiring people to do this work for us or begging people to do this work for us. And it puts us at a distinct disadvantage.
It's a good time to be a music listener right now. All sorts of ways to get and share music online. Casey Ray Hunter of the Future of Music Coalition says there will be a lot of talk in Austin this week about one big issue.
Monetization. Honestly, the trickiest thing is figuring out how to create structures that will compensate musicians equitably and fairly, make sure that the people that are investing in the new version of distribution can get their cut, and making sure that, you know, the consumer-facing product is at the right price point.
While all these innovative approaches to distributing music pose a challenge to artists, they may also represent long-term opportunity.
We identified some 42 revenue streams that are available to artists today. A lot of them simply didn't exist 10 years ago. But a lot of them haven't fully matured and remain fairly inconsequential.
One potential stream musicians are looking toward is apps. Thousands of music apps are out there, which means thousands of challenges for musicians to figure out how to work them. Elliot Van Buskirk of Evolver FM says everything started to change 10 years ago when music went digital.
Now the same thing has happened to the players themselves. You know, you would never buy 20 different MP3 players, each with a different function, but you would definitely install 20 different music apps if you're a music fan. And so this just expands the possibilities dramatically.
While in Austin, Van Buskirk met the developer of a new app that lets you create a sort of radio station on your phone that other people nearby can hear.
So you pick songs and people can tune in and you can listen along with them. You can all chat together. He said artists are starting to use that to connect with their fans because it's like, if you like my music, maybe you'd like a whole radio station of music that I like.
And that app will be another challenge to musicians like John Roderick.
It's so bizarre, and honestly, I'm trying to keep ahead of the curve.
Let's report the findings.
According to a recent study,
people are awful. A new report says people who find lost cell phones will try to get at the data on them 89% of the time. Symantec planted fake lost phones, then measured what finders did with them. 6 out of 10 tried to look up social media information, and half tried to look up bank information. A few common sense measures you can take. 1, put a password lock on your phone. 2, don't make the password something like password. And 3, try not to abandon hope for humanity just yet. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.